Welcome back, Ben Fuchs with us. Ben, you're an expert in skin. What causes dry skin?
Oh, that's a great question, George. You know, dry skin is probably the most common skin complaint, yet we sell $10 billion a year in moisturizing creams every year. And people all have dry skin. Do you know the more moisturizer you use, the more you suppress your skin's natural moisture factors?
Did not know that.
The silliest thing you could ever put on dry skin is a moisturizer, because that suppresses your skin's moisture factors.
What do you do then?
So what do? Great question. Number one, you make sure you're using your ultimate EFAs. Essential fatty acids are critical. Number two, you exfoliate the skin. That's like exercising the skin. You get rid of the dead skin cells on the surface. You turn on the production of more moisture factors. And number three, and this is really interesting, do you know where the water for moisturized skin comes from? It comes from the blood. And so you clean the blood. Once again, we come to the circulatory system. So making sure you stay away from foods that clog up the blood or cause leaky gut. Sugar, for one, is a blood-clogging substance. And then you make sure you're using your ultimate EFAs to produce those moisture factors. And number three, you exfoliate. You stimulate the production of moisture factors and get rid of dead skin cells off the surface. And stay away from occlusive moisturizers. If you want to use a topical ingredient for dry skin, make sure you're using fat-soluble, fatty vitamin C. It's called THDA, fat-soluble vitamin C. It's a completely different entity than water-soluble vitamin C or ascorbic acid, which is drying. And then you can once in a while throw in a little bit of vitamin A, topical vitamin A, in its retinol form. And that's the recipe for getting rid of dry skin. Nobody should ever have dry skin if you follow that protocol.
Let's go to the phones. First-time caller Taya is with us in Pinole, California. Hi, Taya.
Hey, Taya.
Hi, Ben. Me and my husband have listened to you and George for years, and
nice.
We've learned so much. So I have back pain, and I've been taking Norco for it for about 15 years, and my doctor has recommended that I try acupuncture, mm-hmm. and I wondered what you think about acupuncture and if you think there are supplements that would help me with my back pain.
Absolutely, 100%. First of all, you said you were on Norco for a long time. You've been taking it?
Yeah, for about 15 years.
Wow. And daily?
Yes.
And so you can function fine on it. That's pretty powerful stuff. That's they call Vicodin, George. That's hydrocodone.
Yes.
That's pretty powerful stuff. So a couple things. First of all, glucogel caps. You want to make sure you're using glucosamine. Secondly, ultimate EFAs, essential fatty acids. They're like oil, like an oil change for your joints. For the back joints, and you can get all that in the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. And then third of all, get yourself some body work. And acupuncture is okay, but I like Rolfing, R-O-L-F-I-N-G, Rolfing. It's an amazing form of body work. One thing that happens with the back or the big muscles in the body is as we're walking, we kind of contort our bodies to, even unconsciously, we contort our bodies to relieve pressure. And that can cause the formation of scar tissue and fibers. And those scar tissue and fibers can not only create problems with loss of movement and pain, but they can get worse over time. And this is one of the reasons why as folks get older, they start to get hunched over. You sound like you're somewhat young. So this is the time that you want to get some good body work. So I would get on the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack with the glucosamine and the ultimate EFAs, and then get yourself some body work. Rolfing, R-O-L-F-I-N-G, the best body work there is. It helps break up scar tissue. It's a little uncomfortable when you're going through it, but once they break up that scar tissue and those fibers, you're going to feel like $1 million.
And Taya, if you missed anything, call this number, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. You've got an incredible staff back there, Ben.
Oh, man, those guys, they are on top of it. You know, we do a Zoom call. I forgot to mention this. We do a Zoom call with the Critical Health News folks and other longevity folks, and everybody's welcome to join in on this. We call it Daily with Doc, after Doc, named it after Doc. And I do one on Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and then I do another one Monday evenings, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Times with my friend AJ. Hey, AJ, I know he's listening to the program out there. He does a great job. And also, if I could give a shout-out to Rebecca Dukes, who's doing a great job, too. Hey, Rebecca.
Excellent. Let's go to Sean, the state of Washington. Hey, Sean, how are you?
Hey, Sean.
Oh, hey. How's it going, man? I just wanted to thank George for having me on once again. And First, I wanted to say how proud I am of George Knapp that he's where he's at in front of Congress because he deserves it. I got into him when in 1996 when he broke the Bob Lazar story.
Yeah, and great reporter.
Great reporter. And I just want to give kudos to him. And I wanted to say, too, thanks to Gina, because she's got the whole life turning that into the new website is awesome that she carried that on, because I was into that like 20 years ago or something.
So you subscribe to her newsletter?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
You betcha. And I wanted to say to Ben that you're a total genius, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
I'm an organic farmer, and most of the good ones know that these plants have to have not just three nutrients.
That's right.
Like Doc Wallach says.
That's right.
They need it all.
That's exactly.
Because one missing one could bring your plant down. Pest will come get it. Disease. And you're the same thing. Your body is the same. My dad was totally a proponent of Doc Wallach. I told George he would come to families' houses. He'd pour out the sugar, right, in the flour.
Yeah, Doc's a farm boy.
He said that's white death.
Yeah, that's right.
And he would slap down George Wallach's book and said, dead doctors don't lie. And it blew me away, man. You guys are so great. And I do all the supplements I can get, but, you know, we're all going to get there at some point, but at least we're going to be happy and taking care of ourselves and being a healthy plant.
Ben, there's a secret way for people to get discounts. Tell people.
A secret way to get discounts? Tell me. I want to get some, too.
Be a wholesaler.
Oh, is that a secret? Yeah, absolutely. If you're a wholesaler, you get your products at the wholesale price. If you're a distributor, plus you can, it's a business. You can write off your home office. You can write off your gasoline, your mileage for driving, and you get your products wholesale price. That's exactly right.
How do you find it? CriticalHealthNews.com?
CriticalHealthNews.com, absolutely. Or send an email to health@CriticalHealthNews.com. Join us on our Zoom calls. All the distributors, a lot of the distributors get together on the Zoom calls, and so you get to see each other and get to talk to each other and answer questions, and it's a great way to communicate. Like I was saying earlier, Jeffy's a family. We're all in this together, and we all want to help change the world together, and we all want to have businesses that make a positive difference in the world.
East of the Rockies, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, we go. We're going to talk to Meta, and I'm not talking about Facebook either. Hi, Meta.
Hi, Meta.
I'm Meta.
Good to have you with us. Go ahead.
Good. It was good to talk to you. Thanks for taking my call. I wonder, I'm having some hair loss.
Oh.
And every time I brush my hair, I have to clean the brush.
Mm.
And I'm losing a lot of hair every single day. Anyway, I know there's some kind of vitamin deficiency problem that I have, but I don't know what it is. Help me.
Well, there's a lot of things that go on. You know, as a woman gets older, her thyroid, female thyroid, starts to slow down, and hypothyroidism is a very common occurrence in women as they get older. So that's one issue that you want to address is the thyroid. And you can't really work on the thyroid by itself. As millions and millions of people who have hypothyroidism know, you can't really work on the thyroid by itself. They give you these thyroid hormones, but they don't really work very well. What you got to do is you got to work backwards, and that is to the adrenal glands, which are your body's stress glands, and they're also glands that make hormones, so steroid hormones. So you got to work on adrenal health, and I would be working, if it was me and I had hair loss problems, I'd be working on reducing stress hormone, cortisol, and there's lots of ways to do that. A good nutritional supplement program, the Healthy Start Pack, is a great start, reducing the entrance of toxins into the bloodstream through the intestine. If you're dealing with leaky gut, and hypothyroidism is associated with intestinal problems, so making sure that you're using your nightly essence can be helpful, also your ultimate enzymes, and then one of the all-time great digestive health products, in fact, one of my favorite longevity products for the digestive system, is Dr. Arias's Liver Cleanse. It's actually called a True to Life Liver Cleanse, but Dr. Arias is the guy who developed it, and that's another strategy for helping improve adrenal health and estrogen health and also thyroid health.
Ben, what causes a cancer cell to go awry?
Cancer is a cell that it doesn't know what the heck else to do, George. When a cell is under duress, when a cell is dysfunctional, when it's starving, when it's suffocated, when it's toxic, it will actually self-destruct. Remember Mission Impossible? This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds, right? That's what cells happens to cells when they become, when they're under duress, when they're starved, when they're suffocated, or when they're toxic. And that's really the only three things that can go wrong with a cell: starvation, suffocation, and toxification. But every once in a while, George, a cell will not self-destruct, but rather it will start to divide. And this division is actually a coping mechanism. It allows the cell to function under these harsh conditions of toxicity and starvation and suffocation. So really, cancer, a cell will become cancerous as a coping mechanism. And so the way you want to deal with cancer is you want to love your cells, not kill your cells. The chemotherapeutic model, which doesn't work very well, is about killing our cells. What we want to be doing is loving ourselves. And this idea, George, of loving the self, loving the body, loving our organs is so fundamental to our health. You know, you mentioned I was in the skin business, and I always am amazed by how we don't pay attention to our skin until we get a zit or a rash or a wrinkle or a dark spot. Until then, we have no idea that we even have skin. And the same is true about our intestine and our lungs and our heart. It's only when things go wrong in our body that we start to pay attention to them. What we want to start to do is learn to love our bodies, love ourselves. You know, you can talk to your organs, George. You can talk to your heart. I remember I broke my leg about 30 years ago. I had a horrible leg injury. And I remember as my leg was healing, I could feel the sadness in my leg as it was healing. And I sent my leg so much love. You wouldn't believe it. I just concentrated on how much I loved my leg and how thankful I was for it and how grateful I was to have the ability to move and to walk. And I wasn't supposed to walk normally after this accident, and I'm just perfectly fine. I healed like a charm. And it's so important. Everything wants to be loved, George. People want to be loved. Animals want to be loved. Plants want to be loved. And our bodies want to be loved. And that's really what nutrition is all about. It's about feeding the body. You know how the old Italian archetype, mangia, eat, you know how the old Italian mothers want you to eat?
You sound like a mafioso when you did that.
I don't mean to be a mafioso. I mean, that's how, you know, mothers want to nurture their children. Well, that's the kind of attitude we have to begin to have about our bodies. We want to learn to love our organs. Think about your heart. It beats a billion times in a lifetime, George. And for the most part, it does it perfectly well. Even if you're on your deathbed dying of cancer, there are way more things going right than going wrong in the body. And we want to learn to love our bodies and love ourselves. And I believe that is really the missing link in healthcare. It's love and it's compassion. And it's love and compassion for ourselves and it's love and compassion for our bodies.
Medina, Ohio, let us go to Joe. Welcome to the program, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, George. Hi, George. Hi, Ben. You guys are troop patriots. Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to piggyback on, make a couple points that you guys talked about earlier that are extremely, extremely important. One, you brought up butyrate. And why butyrate is so, so important is because it feeds the endothelial cells, which is the lining not only of the gut, but of the blood-brain barrier. And what's going on is that's becoming compromised, and it gets pathogens into the brain, and it's causing toxic encephalopathy, brain swelling. It does so many different things.
That's right. Are you a physician, Joe?
It's so, so important. And then the mucomist is a great, it breaks up the mucus, but it also penetrates and breaks the blood-brain barrier. Yeah. And it helps us get rid of heavy metal toxicity. It's just so many wonderful things. That's what's kept me alive. I mean, I'm in a battle for my life. And we're at war, folks. This is what I keep trying to tell George. I know you're well aware of it. What we're detecting right now, George, I want to tell you this. This is extremely important. Those 5G towers now are producing a frequency that we're detecting right now that makes a triple bond between nitrogen and carbon that produces cyanide poisoning. That's what's going on right now.
Right.
But the other thing that people just thought, the nutrients, everything, they're super important because that builds, of course, our immune system. Everything's about our immune system. But we have this device now. It's all Tesla technology. It's called the Shift, which builds your immune system and knocks out the nanotechnology, and it stops the self-replication, which a lot of that stuff was in the shot or we're breathing in the air or it's in our food. That's the nanotechnology. And the other point you brought up is in regards to a lot of people are having scar tissue because we keep having scar. We want to take quercetin that cleans out the intercellular debris, and we want to take bromelain that breaks down the excess of scar tissue. George, you got to get Dr. Monzo back on. We're coming up with, we're finding out a lot of big things right now. And Ben, you're a godsend. Thank you so much. You guys are true patriots.
Thank you. Joe is right on about butyrate, too, by the way. You can have gluten intolerance of the brain, George? You know how to have gluten intolerance in the digestive system?
Doc hates gluten.
Yeah, you can actually, it will interfere with the blood-brain barrier, as Joe was mentioning. And butyrate indeed helps enhance barrier integrity, not only in the brain, but also in the digestive system. Joe was right on a lot of stuff. George, I'm never cease to be amazed by your smart listeners. You guys
are absolutely incredible, Ben.
Yeah, really incredible.
Let's take another call before the break. Eric in Indianapolis. Hello, Eric.
Hello, George. I know I ain't got much time, but Ben, I've talked to you guys before. I got a couple questions, actually. One of them is the first one I was telling your staff there a while ago is, but what about all this plastic that we're having to drink out of and eat out of? And could you comment on it? And also I wanted to ask, is it good to donate your blood, to rejuvenate your blood, maybe to get rid of the dirty blood you're talking about, but also it kind of contradicts what you were saying about pricking your skin. It kind of is not good for your blood, I guess, when you prick the skin.
Oh, when you get it, when you inject through the skin into the blood. Is that what you're referring to?
Take the plastics first.
Yeah, the microplastics. I think he's talking about microplastics, and those are becoming a serious, serious problem. They're very, very tiny particles of plastic that come from cosmetics and clothing and tire wear, and they're found throughout the ecosystem. They're found in the oceans, and they're found in the ground, and they're thought to be associated with inflammation and hormone disruption, endocrine disruptors, and they call them, and they're maybe associated with premature births and fertility problems. So they are a huge, huge issue. And I don't know, there's not much you could do about them except for improve elimination through the bowels. That's how these plastics are eliminated out of the body. And because of our epidemic of constipation in this country, a lot of people are less healthy than they might be. Detoxification through the bowels is an incredibly important biological process, particularly for these microplastics that I think the caller was talking about. And then the second thing he said, what was the second thing he was talking about, George? I forgot already. What was the other thing he was saying?
What'd you want, Eric?
What was the second thing, Eric?
It was about donating blood.
Pricking through the skin. That's a very important place where the blood becomes toxic. For the most part, blood toxicity comes through foods. But if you inject through the skin, and you see commercials all the time now, they want you to inject so you don't get the flu and you don't get this virus and that virus, shingles and that. That's a very dangerous strategy, in my humble opinion. You do not want to inject things into the bloodstream through the skin unless you have no other options. And sometimes, you know, when you're in the hospital, there are certain things you need to do. But for people who are ambulatory walking and just taking injections so they don't get shingles or a virus, that's not a very smart strategy. There's much better strategies to preventing yourself from getting the flu or getting shingles than to inject these kinds of drugs into the bloodstream through the skin. As far as giving blood, donating blood, it's a great idea. It's always a great idea to donate blood. Your body, for most of us, if we're healthy, will make more blood.
We're going to come back in a moment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com and take final calls. And welcome back, George Norrie, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com and your final calls. Great advice you give people, Ben. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for giving us the opportunity, George. And I want to give a shout-out to Gina. That Whole Life Times is super, super, super informative.
She's a great editor.
Yeah, I didn't know that she was editing it. This is heck of a magazine.
She does it all.
That's awesome.
To the phones we go, Ben in Fresno, California, to get us started. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, George. Thanks for having me on.
Ben to Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
My name is Ben. So I had a question about psoriasis.
How you been, by the way?
I've been, you know, because my mama gave me that name. That's how. But I dealt with psoriasis for coming on 5 years. But about three of that, I had very minimal symptoms on my scalp. And it was actually something that a previous caller mentioned, the usage of steroids, you know, specifically, you know, in the injectable therapeutics, the prevalence of steroid drug ingredients is becoming really common. And particularly, I didn't deal with hardly any issue, any issues with the psoriasis until I took steroid creams. And then it spread to, like, my entire body.
Well, you know, nothing says failure of the medical model to address chronic disease more than steroids. What steroids do is they shut down the immune system, which is one of the silliest things you could do. The problem with psoriasis is you got to figure out why is your immune system jumpy. Psoriasis, by the way, George, is an autoimmune disease. Autoimmune diseases are diseases where the immune system turns on itself. The immune system is supposed to attack the enemy, but it attacks the body, and there's a reason for it. If you go to the doctors, they'll tell you there's no reason for it, but there is a reason for it. Everything that happens in the body has a reason. In the case of autoimmunity, once again, we come back to the gut and the blood. Once toxicity gets into the bloodstream, that toxicity gets dumped into the tissues. Once the toxicity is dumped into the thyroid or into the skin or into the nerve cells, the immune system then attacks that part of the body. All autoimmune diseases, and there's about 130 or 140 different autoimmune diseases, affect about 30 to 40 million people, all of them come from the same darn place, and that is a leaky gut and the blood. Now, psoriasis is an autoimmune disease that affects the skin cells, and instead of skin cells stopping growing the way they're supposed to, they just continue to grow and they pile up on the skin. But the problem with psoriasis is it can lead to other health challenges and other autoimmune diseases, and it needs to be treated like the serious health condition that it is. So there's a couple things you want to do for psoriasis. You don't need to go to the dermatologist, and you don't need steroid creams. There's a couple of ways to treat it right at the root. Number one, deal with the leaky gut. And what I like folks to do is a food diary where you track down your foods and track associate them with psoriatic flare-ups. Along with that, get on all the digestive supplements you could think of, including the Nightly Essence from Youngevity, the Ultimate Microbiome from Youngevity, Dr. Arias's True-to-Life Liver Cleanse, which I talked about earlier, Ultimate Enzymes, all the digestive support. And then number three, make sure you're using fatty vitamins, particularly vitamins A and D. In fact, vitamin D is so important for psoriasis that if you go to a dermatologist, they'll actually put you under a sun lamp so you can get vitamin
D. They're saying vitamin D now is like an anti-aging vitamin.
It's amazingly valuable. Vitamin D is crazy valuable for every single cell in the body. Vitamin D is helps your body absorb calcium and helps cells absorb calcium, and calcium is like an on switch for cells. Cells do their work when they're activated by calcium, and vitamin D is critical for the entrance of calcium into cells and into the body. Vitamin D is crazy, crazy, crazy important. It's not even really a vitamin. It's a hormone, and you get it from the sun, and everybody with psoriasis should be out there exposing their skin to the sun. You don't want to burn, but exposing your skin to the sun. Psoriasis is one of those tragic autoimmune diseases that does not have to happen. Work on digestive health, make sure you're getting your fatty vitamins, and then get yourself out in the sun.
That phone number to call to get assistance, to pick up things that Ben has just mentioned, 1-855-949-7234, which is the same as 1-855-949-RADIO.
Radio.
Back to the calls we go. Whose turn is it? Let's go to Tucson, Arizona. Tom's with us. Hey,
hey
Tom.
Hi, George. I think you might remember me. We met at the Scottsdale meet and greet. I'm the one with the dogs.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah. When are you going to do another one in the Phoenix area?
Well, now that COVID's out of the way, maybe soon enough.
Well, I hope you plan another one in our area soon. That would be wonderful. I also go way back to the Art Bell days. I listened to you for many, many, many years. Way back to when he did it. And then, of course, you took over, what, 22 years ago?
I'm going into my 23rd year. You're right.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And I met Ben and Dr. Wallach at the Contact in the Desert.
Nice. Tucson Tom.
Tucson Tom.
I remember you, Tucson Tom.
That's where I met Doc Wallach for the first time.
Did you? Is that where you met him?
Yep.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Well, anyway, my question is, I've got two if I can get them in. One is somebody told me, well, okay, you take all these vitamins, and vitamins are so good for you, but if you're not taking minerals to go with that, the vitamins aren't really that effective. Is that true or
not?
Well,
minerals are the foundation of everything. And all, you know, what we call minerals are really atoms on the periodic table. That's basically what they are. Minerals are rocks. That's not what we're talking about when we talk about minerals. We're talking about the atoms on the periodic table. And every single part of the part of the body is composed out of these atoms. So, yes, minerals are fundamental. And not only that, but the vitamins and the proteins that the plants make come from the minerals in the soil. Or the elements in the soil, and we all know there's been problems with the soil now since the 1930s. There's a Senate paper that was written, I think, in 1932 or something that talked about the mineral problem, the mineral deficiencies in the soil. Consequently, the plants don't have the minerals. Consequently, the plants don't have the proteins and the vitamins they're supposed to have. Consequently, the animals, that including us, that eat the plants become deficient. So, yes, indeed, minerals are fundamental to everything, and this is what Doc Wallach has been talking about since he was a farm boy on the Missouri farm in the 1940s.
That's right. Let's get your second question in, Tom.
Back to that, though. What's the best? How do I get the minerals? What's the best minerals to take?
Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I'm glad you asked that. That's what we're all about. Is about the minerals. There's longevity's fundamental. Nutritional products are mineral products, because that's what Dr. Wallach was all about. And sure, Jeffrey's got 2,000 products, wonderful nutritional supplements, Fucoid Z and Body Toddy and Rise and Restore, but they're all fundamentally about the minerals. So get yourself on the minerals. And by the way, we talk about colloidal plant minerals and colloidal mineral in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Body Toddy and such, but there's also another form of mineral that's in these products, and these are ionic minerals. And these ionic minerals that come with the colloidal minerals are incredibly valuable for changing the electrical milieu of cells and specifically of the mitochondria that live inside cells. So get yourself on the Body Toddy, Beyond Tangy Tangerine. These are wonderful mineral products. That's what longevity is all about.
Ben, can you believe we're rolling into October in a couple of weeks?
I can't. No, George, I cannot believe it. And another year goes by, and I'm another year older, and it's just absolutely crazy to me.
Why has it happened so fast?
I don't know, George. I think there's no time or something. I think right before we die, we realize that it all is like 1 minute. The whole thing seems like, you know, they say your life passes before your eyes, before you die.
Oof.
I think there's no time. It doesn't seem like it. It's just crazy, right? You know how long we've been doing this show, George, you and I? This is now going on our 12th year.
I know.
This is crazy. And you've been on, I used to listen to you when you were substituting for Art in the 1990s.
No, my first show was 2001.
Oh, was it 2001? Okay.
Yep.
That's when you first started substituting?
Yep.
I remember that.
Long time ago. Mark in Southern Ohio, welcome to the show. Hi, Mark.
Hey, George. Me again.
Hey,
the buddy. The guy with a B and a half of biology.
Salute my Navy boy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the same, your Navy, former Navy colleague. Anyway, George, you know, according to Brian Greene, well, you remember that anyway, probably, that he said, according to the mathematics, time shouldn't exist.
Well, he might be right.
Yeah,
like an illusion of some kind.
Yeah, I read in a Discover magazine or something, maybe Scientific American years ago, Jordan, that it's a construct of the universe.
Yeah.
It has more to do with the layering of the universe. I'm trying to remember. I took planetary science out of curiosity a long time ago. Anyway, George, Ben, you may have mentioned previously on a show about cayenne pepper increasing the circulation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Capsaicin. Yeah, capsaicin is the compound in the cayenne pepper. And what's fascinating is that I think I read that it also can enhance the capillary growth.
Absolutely. It's very stimulating for the vascular system, very important for the heart. Put it on everything. put in vegetable juices, put on salads, put on yogurt. Right. It's amazing stuff, cayenne. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And for cold, and for pain, for shingles pain, capsaicin, or for arthritis pain for that matter.
It doesn't give you heartburn, Ben?
If somebody has acid reflux or something, they might get a little bit of heartburn. That's true. But other than that, it's just amazing, amazing stuff. But, you know, Mother Nature is so crazy great for us. I was just reading about a medicine they're using for Alzheimer's disease called galantamine. I don't know if you ever heard this. It comes from herbs, from plants. St. John's wort for mood, for inflammation. Valerian root for sleep. Arnica for bruising. Nature is just loaded with wonderful, wonderful plant materials that are important, that are healing medicines. And in fact, a lot of pharmacology started off coming from plant medicine.
Let's go next to Virginia City, Nevada. Alan's with us, west of the Rockies. Alan, go ahead.
Hey, Alan.
Hi. Something I've been curious about for some time, you know, they say that people are addicted to cocaine, addicted to heroin, addicted to different drugs, but yet they call alcoholism a disease. What's the difference? What's up with that?
You know, that's a good question. Addiction is a really, really interesting phenomena. I believe we're addicted because we're trying to self-medicate. We're trying to soothe ourselves. And so really the idea is to try to, and this is why people, recidivism, the rate of going back from once people get go through rehab, they go back to their drinking or their drugs, is because they've lost their coping mechanism. And we need to come up with healthy coping mechanisms. Now, of course, a lot of that has to do with health and nutrition, and there's a lot of nutrients that you could use that can actually alleviate some of the difficulties associated with some of the problems associated with addiction, particularly the fats. Essential fatty acids, the ultimate EFAs, for example. We talked earlier about niacin for nicotine addiction. You know, when you say we're addicted to cocaine and we're addicted to heroin, it's really we're addicted to our own neurotransmitters. We're addicted to our own brain chemicals, and it's the cocaine and it's the cigarettes and it's the alcohol that activate our brain chemistry. So what we want to do is learn to activate our brain chemistry without the substances.
Next up, Aaron's with us in Columbus, Ohio. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Good evening, fellas. So I have a lot of diabetic issues and stuff, and I have neuropathy in my feet.
Yes.
My current doctor has me taking pregabalin or Lyrica, I think it's called. What do you think of that?
I can tell. Yes, you have neuropathy. First of all, neuropathy in your feet, and there's probably some neuropathy in your vocal cords as well. Neuropathies are associated with blood sugar problems, and almost all peripheral neuropathies or any kind of neuropathy is linked to inflammation at the level of the nerves following a biochemical process called glycation, which is a sugaring, basically, of the nerves. And I've talked about this before in the program. There's a wonderful nutrient that was actually discovered when it was noticed that when people use this nutrient, which it was found in rice, their neuropathies went away. And this is one of the most important nutrients you could use for blood sugar control. And it's vitamin B1 or thiamine. You'll find that in the healthy blood sugar pack from Youngevity. You want to treat all neuropathies as a sign that there's blood sugar issues, blood sugar problems. Now, pregabalin, which the gentleman was talking about here, is a derivative of a neurotransmitter called GABA, G-A-B-A. And while pregabalin or a gabapentin, as they call it, has got toxicity associated with it, GABA does not. So you might want to consider yourself getting on some GABA. Youngevity has a couple sleep products. GABA is very important for sleep that contain GABA. And then also I would be getting on the healthy blood sugar pack for the neuropathy.
GABA make you sleepy?
Yeah, it'll make relax. I won't say make you sleepy, but it'll relax you.
Calms you down.
Calms you down a little bit, and also has pain-relieving properties.
Ben, we'll talk to you in 6 weeks, my friend.
Thank you, George. God bless you. We'll talk to you in 6 weeks.
Ben Fuchs, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. The phone number, again, to call to get information, 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. Up next, Sasha Graham joins us with her work, The Magic of Tarot. We're going to talk about tarot cards. And in our last hour of the program tonight, in addition to questions for her, she'll do some readings about you.